Yeshua.
Alei Shulch Chilek Beis Tav Chaf Beis. The 14th chapter is entitled Cheshbon HaNefesh LeYamadim. Stam U'Miyuchad B'Tamid Chacham. So Cheshbon HaNefesh for the Day of Judgment. What is generic and what is specific for Tamid Chacham. Berarnu L'Atzmenu. We have clarified already. I Efshar Ve'Asur Leisha'er Lo'ilam Stam Adam. It is impossible and forbidden for the person to be a part of the herd, somebody without uniqueness, without originality, and just flowing with the stream. Ha'adam nivra yechidi, we discussed this Gemara in Sanhedrin, man was created alone, not as part of the herd, not as part of a school or a tribe, alone. Uv'choisama yechidus hutba kol adam. Each individual is imprinted with this uniqueness, with individuality. Yechidi ba'adam b'yem adin lifnei b'ro'i. The individual comes on Yom Adin before his Creator alone. Then we said, "Im kvar amad al yichidus." Once the person ascertains his uniqueness, alav lishatev baditzibur. Then he has to go to the other side and combine and merge into the community. We use the analogy of the tree and the leaves. K'mo yishehale yoinek kol chayisu minayitz. In the same way that the leaf is nourished and derives its entire life from the tree, kach adam yinek chayisu meklal. So to the individual gets his vitality from the klal, ve'amenatek atzumay meklal nichras mimekor chayisu. One who detaches himself from the klal is cut off from the source of life. Lachain, and therefore we said, Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter v'talmidav, Rabbi Yisrael and his great talmidim, lo yinil'u lehadgish. They did not become weary of emphasizing. In other words, they relentlessly emphasized. Ki ha'itza ha'yechida l'izkus b'din. The only eitza that we have, effective means of being zeich b'din, is li'es ish sh'rabim tzachim lo. To be a person that works for the community, a person who is devoted to Klal Yisrael. Thus far, the recapitulation, the revision of what we have said already. Ha'ashlama ha'misbakeshes l'inyan zehi. The completion that we now need, the necessary conclusion, is levarer inyan stam v'yichidus uchlal b'seich techumah shel tira. To clarify this anyanim of stam, of general, of generic, yichidus, individuality, klal, the community, within the realm of tira. Kedei la'amoyed al zeh alenu l'lmod b'iyun ha'sugya b'seita daf chaf alef. This is a passage we've seen many, many times in both the first volume and the second volume. You come back to it again and again. As Zoy Darash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosei, the pasuk in Mishlei, Kiner mitzvah v'seira oir. Mitzvah is compared to a lamp, Torah is compared to light itself. Talah ha'kasuv v'sa mitzvah b'ner v'sa Torah b'oir. As we just said, the pasuk here associates mitzvah with a lamp and Torah with light. Hesa mitzvah b'ner l'umah lecha. Regarding this association of mitzvah with the lamp itself, to tell you, maner einah megina el refi sha'a, the lamp protects temporarily, af mitzvah einah megina el refi sha'a. So the mitzvah provides temporary protection, v'satera be'oir, the pasuk associates Torah with light itself, lomar lecha ma'oir megin le'olam, just like light always protects, af tera megina le'olam, so to the Torah. Mashal le'adam she'emalech b'yishon layla va'afila. The Gemara here compares this to a person out in the countryside on a dark night. He is afraid of thorns and thistles, pits, there are wild animals, there are outlaws, and furthermore, he is completely lost. If he comes by a torch, that's enough to save him from the thorns and the pits and the branches. He's still afraid of wild animals, from outlaws. He's still lost. This is now light, this is Torah. Once dawn breaks, he's safe from wild animals and outlaws. He's still lost. Even after he has Torah, he does not know the direction. Then he once he reaches the crossroads and the signage, he is saved from everything. So what is that? Because we've already had mitzvah and Torah. What is this stage? My parashas derachim. We have three answers. Omar Rav Chisda ze tamid chacham v'yom misa. He tamid chacham on the day of his death. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak omar ze tamid chacham v'yiras chet. If he reaches the level of yiras chet. And Marzutu omar ze tamid chacham desalka leishmata aliba dehilchesa. He tamid chacham whose conclusions in learning are accepted as halacha. Tosafos comments ze tamid chacham desalka leishmata sa aliba dehilchesa. Teima v'heach nitzel mikulan ha'iz he saved from everything. He's not safe from Yetzirah in times when he's not learning. A Stam Tamid Chacham, an entry level, a generic, general Tamid Chacham, Tirasoi Umanusoi. His Torah is his occupation. He's thinking about it all the time. Says the author, Henicha Tosfos Yesod Gadol b'Mahusei Shel Tamid Chacham. Tosfos he lay a great foundation in the essence of a Tamid Chacham. It's a Stam Tamid Chacham lo yitachen idna de lo asik ba. For a Stam Tamid Chacham, it's not possible to have a time when he's not involved in Torah. Torasoi umanusoi, this phrase that we use so often, Torah is his occupation. Musag ze shel umanus, this concept of occupation, an motzim b'yiskarev paroi b'yamsuf. We find it when Paro and his army draw near to Bnei Yisrael at Yam Suf, Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael el Hashem, they called out to Hashem. Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, says, Tafsu umanus avaysam. They took up the craft of the forefathers of davening. V'matzav noyash zeh, in this desperate situation, his oyreru b'ofen tivei leispalel. They naturally davened. The concept of tefillah was absorbed into the blood. It was part of them as an inheritance from their forefathers. Hanhaga hamutbas b'teva adam. Conduct which is second nature to the person. Mamash b'damoy. Conduct which is in his blood. He nikreis umanus. That's what he called umanus. V'zoi terasoi shel tamid chacham. That's the Torah of tamid chacham. He cannot detach himself from involvement in Torah. Then Tosfos says, "Ve'oisek umharher ba kol sha'a." As the author said many times, "Gam sheloi bishas limudoi." Even when it's not the formal seder, who memshich leharher ba Torah, continues to think in it. He machshavtoi nitpeses bekushiyos veterutzim tamid. His thought is constantly running around kushiyos veterutzim. The sugya that he's involved in absorbs him completely. Tosfos continues, we have a raya for this proof from the sugya of Kiddush Hashem in Yom Adav Pei Vav. What would be an illustration? Rabbi Yochanan omar kigon ana. If I had to walk Dalad Amos Belot Tera Velot Tefillin, that would be a Chilul Hashem. Rashi explains. Those outside cannot see into me. They're not aware that I'm weak. They would learn from me to be Mevatel Mitalmud Tera. So the author, if people see him walking Dalad Amos Belot Tera, Yilmedu Mimenu Shefshal Aleches Dalad Amos Belot Tera. They will learn from him that it's possible to walk Dalad Amos Belot Tera. There is a bit of Tera. Mimele Muchach Rabbi Yochanan Gam Matzav Shel Chulsha Leizahir Shel Alech Dalad Amos Belot Tera. Rabbi Yochanan is Mimele obligated, even in a state of weakness, to be careful not to walk Dalad Amos Belot Tera. Haga Be'atzmecha Yishit Tamid Chacham Mau Stam Tamid Chacham. Think to yourself, this is a phrase from Maseches Yemre, this is how they would address the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, say, think to yourself, Mr. Tamid Chacham, what is a Stam Tamid Chacham? This is the reality of the Torah. It brings a person into a different category of life. This will be discussed much more in the set of essays later on entitled Chayim. But it brings a person to a different, a higher grade of life. Torah is not merely a concept of learning and understanding. V'loi kabbalas shefa shel kedusha, nor is it merely to receive a flow from above of kedusha, uvinyan olam pnimi ba'adam gered, or building an inner world within a person merely. All of these, it's true, but not only that. Ela ha'ala'as ha'adam ledargas chayim lemalam ha'chayim ativiyim. Rather, the Torah is to elevate the person to a grade of life more than the natural life that others have. Mamash, to take literally these words in Acharei Mois, ushmartem es chukoyisai ves mishpotai asher yase oisam ha'adam v'chay bohem. A higher grade of life, peshuto kemashmo, literally. And similarly, ki lo yidabareku mikem ki hu chayeichem. There is nothing empty, it is your life in ha'azinu. Peshuto kemashmo, literally. V'chayim einam suvlim hafsaka. We've mentioned this point before. Life does not tolerate interruption. Adam shifsik linshem b'meshach hamish dagot. The person stops breathing for 5 minutes. Yevshal ha'chayeset. No longer possible to resuscitate him. Kach chayei Torah asetu laf in Torah. Kivan shezei dargas chayim yohed. It's a distinct category of life. Aval mamashrim, it is life. Einam suvlim hafsaka. It does not bear interruption. Miskashim lavin, people ask the kasha, lama lo yichavin varech bekas haTorah achrei kol heisach das? Why don't we have to recite bekas haTorah many times a day, after every heisach das, after every time we're distracted? Kfi hadin bechol shar brachois ha-mitzvos v'anenin, as is the din in other brachois. If a person has been distracted and he stopped the activity, he has to make another bracha. V'amar admoi razeh, Rabbi Yochanan said about this, ki Torah atzma hi metzius she'enah soveles hafsaka. Torah is a reality which does not tolerate interruptions. In reality, really, we should have made one blessing in our lives because once. Because had we had to make a blessing on life, certainly we could only make that bracha once because it doesn't stop until right at the end. Because life is a constant reality. So too, when it comes to Torah. May dargas chim eile, what is this, the level of this life? The pasukin va'eschanan, v'atem hadevekim b'shem elokechem chayim kolechem ayim, you're alive. Hatira kedeshem v'yal ikirvas sebere, the Torah brings to closeness to the Creator. V'hi dargas chim meyuchedes, she'asik b'tira zuchel, as we said a number of times already. It's a distinct grade of life. Hatira yituras emes v'gam tiras chayim, it's a Torah of truth and a Torah of life. V'izbrach nosan lanu tiras emes, he gave us Torah of truth. Eternal life implanted within us, because the source of the Torah is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud, v'Hashem Elokim Emes, Hu Elokim Chayim u'Melech Olam. Kol nekudas emes la'amita she'anu omdim aleha ba'amalinu b'Torah. Every true point that we ascertain in our toil in Torah mosifa lanu chayus, gives us more life. Zeu stam talmid chacham, hu chay b'Torah. He lives a life of Torah. This life does not know cessation, interruption. Lachen, in Tosfos words, who oisek umeharher bah kol sha'a, he's constantly thinking it. Ve'ein olech dalad amos belatira. Are im b'inan adam, he's harinu shasul isher estam adam. We said earlier that if, when it comes to just being an individual, one cannot remain just a part of the herd. When it comes to Torah, alevai, we should be the stam tamid chacham, not necessarily greater than that, just the stam tamid chacham of the Tosfos, for whom that does not exist a period of time when he's not forsaken Torah. What's most surprising, gam stam tamid chacham ze adayin en yodeh be'ez derech melech. Even that stam tamid chacham of Tosfos still is lost. He doesn't got to the crossroads. Even though his life is a real life of Torah, then the Gemara gives three answers as to what constitutes as a unique Tamid Chacham, somebody on a higher level. We already elaborated on this earlier in the Sefer. Adkan.